Welcome to Breakthrough Service 2026. Thank you, Lord. All right, so I'll just be saying a thing or two, sharing a thing or two today, and then we will praise and receive our offerings in praise to God, and then I would come again and share a thing or two, and then we will receive our almsgiving. We'll do the almsgiving then. Amen. You see, when we come to God, when we talk about the breakthroughs and the things that will happen in our lives, I want you to know how it happens. I want you to know how it happens and why it will happen. It will happen. You begin to see the manifestations of power and glory in your life. How it will happen. Because when we come to Him, I've told you, you know, in prayer and fasting, we're not changing God. We're not moving God. We are changing and we are moving. Our position is changing. Our position is moving. And once that happens, in the place of our position, knowledge changes when we fast and we pray. Once that happens, there will always be a change in our experience. You see, and so I just want to talk about that, and then we'll just go forward today. So it's going to be a brief service. That's why I'm coming a little bit earlier. And so I come earlier, we talk a little bit, and then we just praise God and receive our offerings, and then we're done. Because many a times the body of Christ will always, I think this is why this is very important. People are considering come and see what the Lord has done for me. And they're not considering, and they do not even want to push to the point where you say, come and see what the Lord has done in me. And what the Lord has done in me is greater than what the Lord has done for me. Because before He will do anything for you, He will first of all have to do something in you. And that is the change of position. I'm going to begin with something, a giving here. And that is that you have given your life to Christ. What happened when you gave your life to Christ is a change in position. From darkness to light. It is the change in position. It is that change in position that brought about the other manifestations that you see in the life of a believer. It is not as if God changed. It is not as if God moved. God didn't move. It was the believer that moved. He moved. That was a radical move. When you give your life to Christ, a radical move. You move from darkness to light. It is the position of the man that changed. It is not God's position. He is Almighty God seated on the throne. He did not change, right? So when you move, I'm using that as an example to show you what should constantly happen in your life and how if we do like that, you constantly see a greater manifestations of God in your life. I'm using this as an example because you are saved. If you joined us, you are saved, right? So you say, I give my life to Christ. And so you change, you move from darkness to light. And that move and that change resulted in a difference in the external manifestations that you experienced in your life. You began to experience more favor, right? More goodness, more blessings, open doors. And so, this is beautiful. It is not because Almighty God changed. It's because you made a change in your heart. A heart change resulted in that change manifestation that you now see in your life. Now, when we now stop, the idea now is that when a believer now stops and gives more of himself, more of his heart to the Lord, he goes in the way to say deeper in Christ, there's also going to be a change in manifestation. And that is the breakthrough. That is the victory that He gives to us. So when we come to God, this is important to explain because I think I try to teach and explain prayer and fasting because if you don't understand prayer and fasting, it now becomes like something you want, oh Lord, I'm hungry, you see, you'll do something for me. That is not the concept of prayer and fasting, right? It is the concept where you give more time to the Lord. You give more time to the Lord. Come on. You give him more of your thoughts. He reveals himself in you. And that revelation of himself in you gives you the victory that you will now see. Are you here? So, what we have experienced, the Bible says the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through God. So, a believer experiences victory by coming to God. I said a believer experiences victory by coming to God. By going deeper to God, he experiences more victory. You need to understand that. That is what we have done. The Lord has permitted me to share this with you. There are a lot of things I wanted to say to you today, but this is what he wants me to say to you. So that you can better understand this power that you have entered into. You can better understand breaking forth and the implication in your life. Are you here? The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. That's in Proverbs chapter number 18 and verse number 10. Proverbs 18:10. It says the name of the Lord. Can you put that up? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The tower did not move. It is the righteous that moved. You need to keep understanding that. Because many times believers think that they move God. That when we pray and fast, we are moved God. And so they don't understand the power that is now at work in their lives. And so you might just go through it and come out and say, I don't know what has happened. I want you to know what has happened. I want you to understand what has happened. So the Lord is not moving. The tower is not moving. It is the righteous that is moving. The righteous run into it. He changes his position and he gets victory. So when your position changes, you get victory. And so in prayer and fasting, it is not God moving, it is us moving. When we say, Father, it is you that we want. Lord, Father, you are my priority. And then he receives that word. When we pray like that, he hears that. And then it comes into our lives as priority. We give him room to walk in us. To walk in us. I know it doesn't sound like what you hear. And the thought, what you hear outside, everywhere, I don't, it doesn't sound like what you hear everywhere, because the thought is, Lord, will do something for you. And nobody stops to understand and focus on the fact that what he does in you is greater than what he does for you. It's like, let me put it this way, in the way that you understand, in this very simple way. It's like when somebody says, he comes to your house and gives you fish. Or he teaches you how to fish. Believers just usually say, let him just give me fish. But when we pray and fast, he works his nature, his divine nature, into our hearts. That gives us power. So, I mean, nothing, when you are talking about breaking forth, you see, nothing now will be able to stop you. Because you have more of God inside you, filled with the fullness of God. Come on, are you here? He works his nature in you because you give him time to. He works his nature in you because we stopped. Because you stopped. It's very important. You give him time and because you stopped. He works his nature in you because you asked. I want you to follow that. He works his nature in you because you asked. He works his nature in you because you've given him the time to do that. He works his nature in you because you actually stop. I mean, some people will not stop. I think I said that before we went into the fast. Imagine that you are going about your activities. There are many things for you to do. And you are doing all that stuff. And you never take time to come and meet him to work something inside of you. Well, the best you can do and will continue to do will be to ask of him and to ask him to do something for you. And then from time to time, you will see those things, manifestations here. But what he really wants, and that is the order for which, and that is how he saved you, and that's why I use that example, is for you to actually change your position. Maybe like staircase now, and there's something you want to touch. Can you consider a ladder? A ladder, right? At a certain point of the ladder, you won't be able to reach a friend. What do you do? What would you do? Whenever you want to say, bring the thing down to me, there's a ladder there. You climb higher. Do you understand what I'm saying now? If you know this, then you know what we mean when we say break forth. Because I have received more of God. Because I have given him time. If you will not take time to climb the ladder, if you will not stop and ask him to increase the ladder, come on. You not stop and you didn't ask him to increase the ladder, then you'll be at a certain position, and those the things, the currents and the issues of life in that position will continue to affect you. It's not because God is weak. It's not because God is weak. It's because the believer did not change position. Once you change position, you change experience. And we have changed position. Hallelujah. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
We have changed position. So our experience is going forth from today will be totally different. The victory that God, when we talk about victory, we need to understand how it works. Right? So I take a man, and I fight for him. I do some work for him. I fight for him. I do stuff for him. I'm just giving an example to help you. I fight for him. Or let me not say I fight for him. That might be too difficult. I give him. Okay, yeah, that's okay. It's still be okay. I fight for him. Or I take the man into my gym and work something in the man, so that from henceforth he can fight for himself. The time I spend with him. Are you in church?
Yes, sir.
The time I spend with him in my gym, training him, and the time I spend training him in the gym, whatever. Sorry, I just said gym. Whatever, training him. Is that time a waste? Come on. If he goes out from there into life and defeats the enemies, when would you say he got the victory? When he defeated the enemies, or when I trained him here? So, brothers and sisters, the time we have spent with God in prayer and fasting, this is our victory. You need to know that. This is our victory. He has worked a victory in us. The real battle is that the believer comes to his father and spends time with his father. That is the real battle. The thing the devil does not want is for you to spend time in God. Doesn't want you to spend time with God. And so, once we succeeded and we have spent time with God in that place of prayer and fasting and meditation, we have gotten victory in our lives. Now, you need to know that now. So that, when you go, you know I have the victory. I have victory in my life. Why? Because I have changed position. Because God has worked his life, his nature into me. Are you here? Thank you, Lord. Let me show you some scriptures here and there. In Psalm 65. Let me show you some scriptures. Has touched my heart, and so I have broken forth. There's no sickness and poverty. Disease has no place again in your life. That's the truth. Because you spend time with him. There's always a change in your life when you spend time with him. That change happens because there's a change in your heart. A change in your heart will bring about a change in your life. It will bring about a change in your experience. And so whatever it has been that have held you back, I told you there's a difference between break through and break forth. Right? Breakthrough, let me do this for you. Breakthrough is going in. It has to do with barriers in relation with enemies. Breakthrough is coming out. It has to do with you in relation to being free. Right? Psalm 65, look at verse number 4. Verse number 4 in Psalm 65. It says, "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and cursed to what? To approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts." You see now. "We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple." You see now. So this man is blessed. Why is he blessed? Why is he blessed? Because he gave him a car? No. Because he chose him and he caused him to approach to him. That is why he is blessed. Because people don't understand these secrets, this power. There is that inward working of power that results in the manifestations you see on the outside. And that's what we have done. We have stopped and spent time with the Lord. I'm saying this so the devil don't deceive you. So it's not about what I shout and what I pray and what I do. Because I won't even do much of that. What do I come and show this? No. Just tell them what I have done in their hearts. Let them see the value. And when we begin to value the work of the Lord in me. Because I want to equip you to be able to go. And now I've equipped you to experience victory. So therefore, if you have this equipment, it means your position has changed. I mean, I'm thinking about a game. Maybe this children game. There are different levels, right? And as you continue to play, as you're going to go higher, you begin to get more equipment, more ammunition, as the case is. So you are fighting a certain enemy. You just use normal weapon and you are gone. But when you reach it boss level, when you reach that boss level, you will need all those equipments that you have inside, right? And so once you have that equipment, once you know you have that equipment, then you know that you've defeated the enemy. Do you understand that now? Why I'm doing this meeting, and why this meeting is important, why I'm teaching like this, I could teach many things today, is because if you don't know that you have the equipment, if you don't know what we have put inside your arsenal, if you don't know the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, they are mighty through God, and now I am touching God, and I have this thing inside of me, you will go out, and the devil will start to misbehave, and you will say, hey, I want to run and go and call him. Call who? I have the power inside of me. There's a change in me and all that. And so I'm able to defeat the boss, as the case is. So what changes is not the player, right? It is the fact that he gets more arsenal. And that's what the Lord has done. He has put in so much more power into your battery. Are you here? Understand that. So the devil is a liar. Those things you want to accomplish now, you will accomplish them now. You can accomplish them now. It's not because there's a change on the outside, though. There's a change on the inside of you. It's not because your God has changed. Your God remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is because you have changed. By the working of His power in you. Because you have asked Him to. He has equipped you with more. You need to know. If you don't know, you can go on and you don't be going and say, I don't know, I thought we did this, I don't know, where is God? No, you know, but the boss will go down now. Because God has given you more arsenal to defeat the boss. So whatever is in front of you, whatever is holding you back, when you plant something seed in the ground, and you see the soil, they'll put soil on top of it too. They'll put soil on top of it. They'll cover it. And then the seed will break forth out. Come out of that place. The power necessary to break forth is now inside of you. So nothing can keep your shine. Nothing can hold your shine. This year, you will enjoy the good things of God. Amen. Going out blessed, coming in blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because His power is at work inside of you. Because you stopped and gave Him first place. Because you asked Him to. Because you asked Him to. I just remember when we talk about, when we're young, when we consider something. This joke we always say that that time Samson was there and he held the pole, you know, he held the pillars and he said, oh God, give me my last power. And then God gave him his last power and he pushed it. And so I don't know how we got that story. And so when we are fighting and we are doing something, we say, we stop and say, oh God, give me my last power. See, the last power is for victory. God has given us power. He has increased our power. To them who have no might, He increases what? Strength. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Renew their strength. God is not changing, no. He didn't change. But He has changed something inside of you. Right? Giving you some more arsenal. And so you are stronger inside. You need to know. You need to know. I waited upon the Lord. I am no longer the same. I am not the same. I have victory. I have victory. Somebody said, no, let us not go outside. We are not going outside to go and know whether we have victory. Because we have spent time with him, we know that we have the victory. Do you get that now? That's what I'm trying to show you. We're not going outside to test something. The arsenal has increased. And my power has been recharged. This is full. I've plugged into life. I'm plugged into Zoe. Nothing can withstand the power of God inside of me. I have moved. I'm in a higher place now. I've taken 3 steps, 4 steps, 5 steps, 6 steps, 7 steps up the ladder. The fruits I could not plug before. The doors that seem shut for you before. I don't know if I'm, you know, when you are preaching to a church, people, okay, I thank God we have locations everywhere. So sometimes, you know, when people see you, they are rejoiced. They just say, yeah, just talk and go. Huh? I thank God. I believe that people over in Okada, they are receiving this thing with power. Right? Even maybe more than you are saying. The things I could not touch before. Eh? The things you could not access before. They say they shocked, they locked the door. They say, somebody maybe they told you that in your family is that there's all of us. I said, it's not, it can't happen like that. Because you have received power. So you are going, you should go out a different person in your mind. And this is the time you now say, all things are possible. At this time, you have full capacity. Yes, the best you will do, full capacity. You know, it's the way your phones operate now. Your phones, you want to put on light. Actually, for me, I don't know, there are different levels of phone. My simple phone. You want to put on the light. It says the battery is too low. There's battery, oh. The phone is working. I can make calls with it. But because the power is low, I can't use the lights. Recharge it first. I don't need to buy another phone. Just recharge it first. Do you know what I'm saying now? There's victory now inside of you. You've obtained the victory inside of you now. So, it's not something on the outside. That's the idea. What is victory? What are battles? You look at that. The power of sin is broken. Come on, say amen. Say amen. That's why the devil holds people back with the power of sin. And that power of sin has been broken because you experienced victory in the presence of the Lord. Now, that victory, just go out and live. With this knowledge now, go out and live. Go out. Experience breakthrough. Things will be happening in your life. If you know that now, you expect it. Well, if you don't expect it, then you can go. There's nothing I can do. God won't even move. He's not going to become more God because of you. He's God. He's God all by himself. He has been God because before you, be God after you. Nothing will change. It won't change. It doesn't need to change. What he calls his children to and what we have done and which is the wisdom that he has given to us and which we must understand what has happened in us is that we have come to him and something has happened inside of me. Now I have obtained victory. I'm only going out for manifestation. When I spend time with God, this is what happens. He works something in my heart. He changes me from the inside. He changes me to become a different man. And that is why 2 Corinthians, can you move to 2 Corinthians 3:18 for me? And that's why 2 Corinthians 3:18 is very important, very powerful. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, right? The glory of the Lord. This is why we come. And this will instruct you because when I come further, I will instruct you on how you can continue to enjoy this thing. It says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. You see that now? We are changed into what are we beholding, first of all? What are we beholding? The glory of the Lord. Abi? Come on. So when he says we are changed into the same image, what image are we changed into? The glory of the Lord. It is very important. Let's do it again because this scripture has been almost damaged. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. That's what we are beholding, the glory of the Lord. Then he says we are changed into this. We're not looking at the loaves and the fish. Oh. We are looking at his face. We are beholding the glory of the Lord. You know, you could be looking at how much does he want to bring out, and you don't even see the person. You know, but we are beholding the glory of the Lord. It says now that we are changed into the same image. So, what image are we changing to? The same image, the image we are looking at, which is what? The glory of the Lord. We are becoming more God. When you spend time with God, you become more like Him. And you begin to experience what He experiences. God cannot be defeated. He does not fail. He's not afraid. He cannot be afraid. So if you are beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, and you are becoming more like that, you learn to practice this more every day in your life. And you will get more of that, and then you will get more of victory. We are changed into the same image. The same image. So what I'm seeing in God, what I see in God. The same image, me and God will be the same. He said, when the God comes now, all his enemies will run. When I come, all my enemies will run. It's the same thing. It's the same image. You know, sometimes you preach this and look as if what I say. Because you know, that's where the church, a lot of nonsense just going on. It's painful, but this is the truth. You turn these things from glory to glory, from money to money, from this car you are bought, you buy. That's nonsense. We belittle the power of God. That's why we belittle it. If you change into the same image as God, it will happen naturally. Somebody say, Pastor, so are you trying for this? And no. If I go up this way, all those things will fall down. And that's why we miss the scripture. He said we change into the same image of God. We have the same thoughts. Wisdom is not far, because wisdom is inside of you. You become like Him. You are becoming more like Him. And when you have become more like Him, then nothing can stop you. That's why we say we are plugging into life. In Him was life. When you connect this thing to it like this, you connect it. Everything that is passing here, we enter into the other side. That's why I say we should stop and behold. The same thing to flow into it. You are now unstoppable. If you like, I mean, you need to just know. I said, well, let me come and be shouting, you are blessed. We know. Know it for yourself. That when you leave this place now, you say, I've changed. Look my face. I don't change. The change has come from inside. You say, I have the victory today, now. The victory throughout this year, I've obtained it already now, today. I've finished today. That's why we say break forth. Finish. Nothing will stand against you again and succeed. I will say, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. I've now become like him. So when I arise, what will happen? Pastor, I don't know. You don't know what's happening. Let me tell you. I've seen it. I say they lock your star. They are not crazy. Which star? Can they lock God's star? Thank you. Where will contain my star? They'll carry my star and lock it. I mean, those things are just lies to keep you people in bondage and all that kind of stuff. And then you now start trying to get victory on the outside. You just need to get victory on the inside. God works the victory in your life. Nothing can come near you. You see what I'm saying now? In the name of the Lord, again, that scripture I gave, he says it's a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are saved. So what does he need to do? Nothing he needs to do. He doesn't need to do anything. He doesn't need to change his position. The reason is that he was outside. Once he changed his position, I'm just telling you. That's faith thing is there. I need to work out faith in your heart. I don't want to just say, you are blessed. Break forth in the name of Jesus. No. You need to understand this thing there. He didn't need to do anything. God didn't become more superior. God has been the way he is. But my eyes have been open to see. I've seen your glory. I've seen that nothing can hinder you. And I've come to you. And you have entered into me. So I go away. I've broken forth of every. I mean, I'm out of everything. There's a new me experiencing the new year. Come on. The only way we can experience the new year and get that new thing, there is a new you. And now he has worked something in you. Has he done something in you? Well, it's up to you. But for me, he has done so much in me. I've asked him. I spent time waiting for him. I slept. And he did the work. He did the work in me. I am victorious. I am victorious. I have overcome them. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Don't you fear? I've changed my position. All that my struggle for myself by myself is out. My position now is up the ladder. So the things that were difficult for me yesterday, they are no longer difficult for me today. The oppositions that held me back 2025, they are not the same way, are not the same me again. I'm now a different man. The things I could not enter into because my power no reach. Now I have upgraded power. The increased strength, the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, they mount up wings like eagle, they take off. I've not wasted 7 days. Say they've started. No, that is why people won't stop. Believers won't stop. They go to market. So I can make it. Stop first. Not be who first do all those things. And that's what we have done. Spend some time. Like, I didn't do anything. I kept on. Even if this went to do that, I said, we're not doing anything. No project. Just come to church, pray, go home, finish. We're not doing anything. We will do some. We will do stuff. You start to see favor manifest. Favor. Something that we only labored for. All that 7 days, we were not doing anything. We'll get there. They'll give you. They'll just give you. If you understand what I'm saying now, listen. Victory. The greatest battle of your life and the greatest freedom, the greatest place you need freedom is in the presence of God. To go to His presence. Blessed is the man that the Lord caused to approach Him. Because the thing is this, have you not found that it's very hard to just read the Bible and pray? To spend time with God. It's easier for you to go to work than to spend time with God. I'm being truthful. Easier. If you say wake up on Monday, go to work. You don't finish now. That's normal. You don't bath. You don't go walk. We say, wake up on Monday, spend 15, 20 minutes in prayer. Hello? 1 hour, don't pass. 10 minutes. Since all that prayer I've been praying, reading Bible, 10 minutes. But when you get to the office, you know, even like anything happened. I don't know. I've been listening on that. That is why I can tell you without a doubt that going through these days, you have obtained victory already. I mean, if you have obtained victory already, because you have already come to the presence of God, and it is in His presence that you get victory. If the devil couldn't stop you there, then there's no devil that can stop you again. You have won the battle. The battle, the greatest battle, was to come to God. Did you hear what I said? When the believers, when somebody is an unbeliever, the greatest battle is to break free and to become a believer. That's the greatest battle. All the rest is doing the story. That's the greatest part. And to do, I mean, the devil will hold unbelievers captive like this. Hold them captive. The same thing. He holds us back. He does many things. Gives us many assignments. He increases your load. Somebody says, Pastor, my work load has increased. Increase your load so that you're not going to spend time and worship God. That's what he did to the children of Israel. He just gave them. He says, they say, let my people go to go and worship. He says, He said, you want to go because you have too much time. He increased their work. You will not make bricks without straw. You go and sell the straw and you still make the same number of bricks. Increase their work just because they want to go and worship God. You see that? Why is he doing that? Why does he make life difficult? Work, you have to do this, do this, do this. Do all, there are many things for you to do. But when wisdom comes upon you and grace, and that's why the man said the man is blessed, comes upon you, and you say, no, I want to go before my God. And you stop all those things. You leave them and you go before your God. You get power. You increase. You become stronger. There's nothing the devil has over you again. That's the greatest battle. So we have obtained victory already. This is. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You see it now? We are changed into the same image. I become more like God. I become more like God. The issue now, the final thought here, final thought, is that nothing happened inside. Nothing happened outside. All the thing happened where? Inside. I don't feel any different. I don't look any different. But I know. I know that I have changed. And that is the next thing. It says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image inside of us, in this inner man, the spirit man. When the spirit man is stronger, okay, I think we need to look at, can we turn to Ephesians? Let me show you the scripture. Let me show you. Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians 3, I have this one. I didn't want to show you. This will help you. And I'm done. So we'll give God thanks for drawing us to Himself, for calling us to Himself. I have seen Jesus. Spend time with Him. There's so much He wants to do in my life now. Look at him. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 14. Look at 14. No, don't stop. Let's go to 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You see, there's a family in heaven, there's another family on earth. But they are one family. The whole family in heaven and earth is named. The family on earth should try to move and see like what the family in heaven sees. Yes, that's us move there. In verse number 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with what? With might. By his spirit, where? In the inner man. See that now? In the inner man. To be strengthened with might in the inner man. So your inner man gets stronger. That is your victory. That is the victory. So I've come to God, and he has strengthened me with might in my inner man. So I am stronger now. So I experience breakthroughs. I experience victories. I experience those things on the outside because they have been strengthened with might on the inside. So you say, but Pastor, I live in this service. I did not shake. I did not fall. You don't need to shake or fall. You don't need to. It just happened. When the guy gave his life to Christ, dark boy, 5'8", he gave his life to Christ. What happened to him? Inner man changed. Position changed inside. Then you begin to experience victory outside. No difference. You know, till Christians see this, I'm hoping that you have seen this now. You're always wondering where the victory of the man is coming from. It's like this. They say they are cheating us somehow. I can do more than him. I know I can do this. I have this stuff. I have that stuff. But how come he's getting more? It's not on the outside. It's on the inside. Don't be deceived. A pursuit of victory should not always be on the outside. It should be on the inside. When we close the door and we spend time with God, he says your Father that sees in secret, he will reward you in open. So your greatest victory, the place where you actually obtain victory, is not outside. It's inside. When you are able to lock your door and be inside with him, it is guaranteed you will experience victory on the outside. That's in Matthew chapter 6. I think, can you turn there? Let's read that. I think we'll be done. Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6. Thank you, Father. I was told to come and explain for you, right? Your position. Not to shout, not to say, because through the week I was praying and preparing blessings. And that was not the idea. Right? So I think it's in Matthew chapter 6 where it says, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Are you there? Enter into thy closet, and when thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. Are you here? Your Father in secret will reward you what? Openly. When you call believers, they say you say this game. I mean, there's no trick again that I have. I don't have any other trick. This is my trick. I've showed you. If there's any victory in my life, it always comes from the inside, inner place, inside, in secret place. That's where the victory comes from. That relationship with God. Once you have that one, everything will flow. And that's what we have done. And that's what I've shown you. That's what we have demonstrated. The victory of your life comes from spending time with the Lord in the secret place. But you say, how come that person has stuff? You know, let me do this. I didn't even plan to preach this long. I've said it before. Anybody you are seeing, everybody has power source. Everybody. Everybody. People talk about ritual. Ritualists. Something. Right? They did something. Did they do it in the open? Were you there? It's inside, secret, in one place that you don't even know. They travel very far. Very far. The place they are going to go is bush, secret place. As it cost them something. They go very far to obtain that victory. You will not come and see the guy on the outside. He now bought something. But he says, hey. Then you now say, can you imagine the bad thing I did? You too, stop. Go into your secret place and go and get victory. They won't stop. They will not try to work harder. Pastor, I don't have time. You don't understand. You don't understand. Anyway, I'm talking to people who have spent time in prayer. So, we have been changed. This is what you should be doing now. I don't have to drag anything. I don't have to fear anything. He said, you know what he has done? Do you know what me have done? He went to lock door and make some incantations. Me too, I lock door and make some incantations. He's not pastor that. He's not pastor that. I said, that's what some people, you know, some people talk about, when you talk about this boldness and freedom, they say, ah, pastor, because he's pastor. No! You just need to know what, that's what we have done. That's what we have led you all to do in these 7 days. Your life with Jesus, somebody say, will I remain like this? You will not remain like this. It's not possible. You are moving from one level of glory, you are going further in your life. He said, the path of the just is as a shining light. It goes brighter and brighter. And Lord has worked something inside of you. Simple. So you go with some confidence. We need to begin to understand where our victory comes from. Our victory comes from spending time with the Lord. How did Eve come? I showed you this last week. How did she come? Adam slept. Say, I didn't find wife. I have to shop. You can find from today to tomorrow. Catch and then catch winch. Or you can rest and spend time with God. It looks counterproductive. It looks as if it doesn't work, but that's how it works. The things we are seeing on the outside, they always come from the inside. So we will see great things on the outside. Because, come on, we have made the sacrifice. No food. We sacrifice no food to say this is what we really want. Then he did a work inside of us because we asked him. Come on. Because we made ourselves available. Because we stopped. And said, I will not fight against these people anymore. The more I fight, I will be doing that. I've been fighting. The enemy just gets stronger and bigger. Right. But I have to stop. It's not by my power. It's not by my might, but by your spirit that enters into my spirit and energizes me. So I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Jesus. So we are rejoicing. Even though I've talked more than I wanted to talk, we are rejoicing. Not because I want to now start doing something, but because you now know. You too, your eyes have been opened. Go and open their eyes. Ah! There's more power in you now than you when we started this thing last week. Because you have approached him. Because you have been plugged into. That's why we call it plugging. You are plugged into life. That glory of God has entered into you. You are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Thank you, Father. So can we rejoice in the Lord for real? I want you to stand to your feet. Stand to your feet everywhere. And give God praise and thanks from your heart. The choir will come and lead us in singing. But if you've seen this now, I want to say, Father, I thank you. Begin to thank God for what he has done in your life. Begin to thank God for what he has done in your life. Begin to thank God for victory in your year 26. This year 2026. I'm victorious. Begin to confess and speak. The doors that were hitherto shut for me, I want you to open your mouth and speak. And the doors that were hitherto shut for me, I could not open. Now, by the power of God, I'm able. It's time for you to speak for yourself. I mean, that's what you're going to do and say, Father, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you praise. I thank you. I thank you. I've moved to a higher place. The storms that held me before, they can no longer hold me down anymore. In the name of Jesus, I am victorious. Come on, in my job, it's time for you to speak. In my job, in my business, in my life, I'm experiencing that victory. The victory of the cross, the victory of your power. Same power that raised up Christ from the dead. That same power is inside of me. You know, as students, you are saying, I cannot understand this material. You are saying now, in the name of Jesus, I understand that cause. Because the wisdom of God is inside of me. I have spent time with Jesus. I have spent time with the Lord. And he has given me victory. He has given me victory. Because he has given me his power. Come on. In the name of Jesus. I'm expanding to the left. Expanding to the right. In the name of Jesus. No enemy can stand before me and be successful. I have prevailed. Come on. I break forth to the left. I break forth to the right. In the name of Jesus. Kaleka Ture Manaka. Come on. It's time for you to begin to speak. It's your breakfast service. Breakfast service. In the name of Jesus, I break forth into 2026. The goodness of God will manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus, I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in healing. I'm walking in power. In the name of Jesus. It's time for you to speak these words. Because I have rested in the Lord. Because I have made the Lord my strength. No enemy, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. I have made the Lord my strength. I have called you my pillar. You are my priority. The life and nature of God is at work in me. The life and nature of God is at work in me. In the name of Jesus. Begin to speak your breakfast. Begin to speak your breakfast. Increase to the left. Increase in front of me. Increase all around me. Oh, Shadala Propo de Rikele Bakalose. Speak your breakfast now. Shadele Proko Seketa Lamaya. Supregelegedosa. Shapa Kadalama. Come on, we are talking here. We are speaking here. Breakfast, breakfast. I prosper. I prosper. In the name of Jesus. I prosper. I increase. In the name of Jesus. Poverty is broken. Sickness is broken. By the power of God. My experiences are different. Because my position is different. My experiences are different. Because my location is different. Come on. In the name of Jesus. The things I've experienced before in the past. Those in negative experiences, in the name of Jesus, because my location has changed, because my position has changed, my experiences have changed, in the name of Jesus, new experiences, greater experiences, better experiences, better things, in the name of Jesus. Come on, we are speaking here. You are seeing your year 2026. And you will say, I break forth. I break forth. There's a change in that job. Yes, in the name of Jesus. There's a different level of favor. Yes, I'm in another level of favor. I'm in another level of grace. I'm in a higher level of grace. I'm in a higher level of favor. In the name of Jesus. And so I experience greater measure of favor. In the name of Jesus. Greater measure of grace. In the name of Jesus. My experiences are different. The things that were hitherto hard, they have become simple. The mountains in front of me, they have moved. They have become playing field because I'm bigger than them now. Oh, Shede Katonike Lebando Sekra. I have waited upon the Lord. I have waited upon the Lord and He has increased my strength. Come on. I have waited upon the Lord and He has increased my strength. I have waited upon the Lord and He has increased my capacity. Now I can do more. Now I can fly. I soar with wings as like eagles. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Are you talking now? Confess these words into your life. Speak these words into your life. I soar with wings like eagles. Those the mountains before me, they have been brought down. I am bigger than them now. I am stronger. I am bigger now. So I climb over them. They are no longer mountains. They are no longer mountains. I see them differently. I see them differently. They are just like ordinary small pebbles on the floor. Because right now, I am flying up there. Thank you, Father. Kalabasate le prokoseka. Rise up. I am stronger now. You are the one speaking into your life now. You are the one speaking your breaking force. Shatali Brokosele Maha. Finances have changed because I'm in a different place. Favor. There are levels of favor. I have increased in favor because I'm in a different place. My location has changed, so my experiences have changed. I break forth. Salaboko shidele proko de kelele mabashanta. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, you are speaking these things. I'm instructed of God. Instructed of God. You are able to speak these things. That's why I thought you can see it now. So you are seeing it in your heart. You are speaking about the fact that you are in a different place. A person in a different location, a person in location 1 and location 2, they will not experience the same thing. Because my location have changed, things have changed. I mean, if I've climbed up the ladder, you know when you climb up a story building, cars that are big do not become small. You say there have been mountains in front of me. Because you have gone up, you are now soaring with wings like eagles up there in the sky. No mountain can stop the eagle. It's just a mountain there, it's small there. It's looking at it down now, it's small. I've climbed higher. My location have changed, so my experience have changed. I am deeper in God, so my favor level have changed. Say, you say there's a certain level I used to experience before, right? Because you have acquired more, you experience more. The things that were hitherto difficult before, they become simple. Once you increase strength, you are able to do more, right? And we have waited upon the Lord and we have increased strength. Now I have more power. So I want you to begin to speak concerning the things in your life. Whatever levels they are, I'm telling you because this is your chance now. You know the cheek, the cheek inside the egg, it will get to a point where it will break through. You see, to break out of that egg, to crack it out, and it's come out. It needs a certain level of power to do that. You know, you'll be there and we'll try to do it. You see, it's shaking, but it won't come out. But at a certain place, come on. Now we have received that power. So we keep changing every year. Every year, it keeps increasing us. That's our level. That's how we move. So now we are going to speak those things now. There's a level of finances you've got into. You want to say, I'm going to experience more. What we have this year now, we know what we're talking about. We are far greater than we were last year. We keep on experiencing more. Now, you say my favor has increased, so therefore I will experience more favor. Because I increased favor, my grace upon my life has increased. There's a level of grace. There are higher levels of grace. I say, now I have a higher level of grace. It is now that the things I see around me also will change. Abi? Come on. The person that is earning 200,000, somebody earning 1 million, they are not earning the same thing. So what they experience will be different. Right? Same thing. And so you are saying that concerning your finances. I know there's a cap beside around there. Last year we calculate your yearly income. I mean I stopped at 15 million. You can't do 15 million again. It's not possible. You can't remain the same. No man comes to God, spends time with him and remains the same. Once you spend time with him, he changes you inside. Once he changes you inside, he gives you the victory. Victory is for you outside. This is the real victory. We have obtained it. We've obtained it because we have spent time with the Lord. So you are saying financial level has changed. The things that happened in your life, you say, this thing used to happen to me. I will not be oppressed. You know, sometimes I don't know why I don't experience. Nobody has even touched me. All those things will change. Are you here? I want you to begin to say it now. Because I have spent time with the Lord. Because my position has changed. Because the Bible, I'm going again. It said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous running. And what? Saved. There's no longer discussion there. So now I am saved. Because I am here. I'm saved from the noisome pestilence of the night, of the arrow that flies by day, all those nonsense, all those things, because I am now in a different location. Are you here? Somebody talks about experiencing snow. You can't experience snow here. Once you change location, you experience snow. You don't need to try to call snow down. It's not about trying, it's about changing location. Once you change your location, you just travel, just be in Canada, and then wait, snow will come. You don't even need to try. Now we have changed location. So it's not about what we are. Somebody must say. I want you to say with what you now know, what I've taught you now. If I've slept, It's of necessity that Eve comes. There's no, it's not a difficult. Abraham didn't do anything. He just waited. He just Adam. He just slept, and then God did it and brought it. God has worked in my life. The things I require for 2026, He has given them to me. Come on, everything I require, they have come to me. Are you ready to talk now? I don't know. I mean, talk. Talk now in the name of Jesus. I'm a different person. I'm a new man. My face has changed. I've beheld the glory of the Lord. Come on. I've been looking at the face of God all these days. I've spent time in your presence all these days. I know that I am no longer the same. Now my face is shining. My face has changed. And people that I do not know, they will stop and serve me. In the name of Jesus, my enemies will melt like wax. Like wax they will melt. The grace and favor upon my life has increased. So I experience a difference in my life. Certainly prokosi dalamaha. Financial increase. The Lord has done the work in my life. The power of sin is broken. The hold of sin is broken. In the name of Jesus. I've entered into a new experience because I have changed my location, because I have changed my position. I am in Christ because Christ has been revealed in me. The nature of God is inside of me. I have observed more of the nature of God. In the name of Jesus, I experience more glory. It's easier now. Life just got easier for me because I got deeper in Christ. A change in location with me is the greatest thing that can happen to you. I have the victory in the name of Jesus. Everywhere, one pastor, everywhere, I want you to open your mouth and speak. I'm delivered. My arsenal has increased. My weapons are stronger now. My weapons are stronger. I've been recharged. Plugged into life. My business is experiencing expansion. My job, I'm experiencing promotion. Yes, in the name of Jesus, my finances cannot remain the same. I break forth on every side. I break forth on every side. In the name of Jesus, my talk is different. My mind is different. I speak wisdom. I speak wisdom now. Men are amazed and they say, what manner of wisdom is this? What has happened to this man? And they did not know that I have spent time with you. I have spent time with you. I have spent time in your presence. So right now my actions are different. There is a greater measure of wisdom at work in me. In the name of Jesus, I want you to speak these things because they are so. We will speak these things rejoicing. I rejoice. Come on, I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice in the Lord. I break forth into 2026. There's a showing forth now. There's a showing forth now. There's a showing forth. Kale Bogosi Delemaha. I didn't know you were this like this. I didn't know you were this good. I didn't even know you before. Come on. In the name of Jesus. The people that have not seen you before, they will see you now. Come on. Shalaboko si de ricoprande ke loksho leksa. Le brakong de si broko shan de lekose. A difference. Break forth on the life, right. Break forth on the left. Change in your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, la baba sakoro moshe. The people that have not seen you before, that they were not seeing you before, they will see you now. They have passed before your business place. They said they didn't even know you were here. They will recognize you now. They will see you now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Are you here? Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree. This is breakfast service. Normally, the previous when we started, we would just come and pray from beginning to ending. That's what we just do. Pray throughout the 1 hour when we just started breakfast service. And so you are speaking breakfast now. It's powerful. Let me tell you, Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree. Bible says because he was a very short man, so that he could see Jesus. But it was not just so that he could see Jesus. Jesus could not see him. Jesus could not see him. Yes. Because if you were, if imagine Jesus walking past and he was behind somebody, Jesus would see him. Are you taking a picture before you are standing behind somebody taller than you? If you want to tell people that you are in that picture, he says, it's my shoulder you are seeing. That's the color of my dress. I'm the one standing behind. He just cover me. There has been a change in position. That's the prophetic. That's what the Lord is telling me. That's why he's telling me to come and tell you. There's been a change in position. So now, people that have not seen you before, they will see you. They are looking for somebody to promote. They didn't even, somebody will say, I didn't even know that you were there. They see you. You don't understand the thing I'm talking about. It's not saying no, they see you. But it does not enter into their hearts because they've not seen you. But because you have seen Jesus, they'll see you. People give people things that you hear. Have you not heard it? What they give somebody, you say, nobody, I can't even imagine somebody gifting me something like that. Well, we have come for breakfast service. He said, before they could not see you. Before it has now happened to you, it has now happened in your life. It has not even happened in your family. It will not be bad thing if it starts with you. This has not happened in my family before. That beautiful thing that you are seeing around you, it will not happen in your life. As breakfast, because your position is different. I said, because your position is different. You break forth on the left, you break forth on the right. Finances, health. You say, somebody, you look at this, you'll be weller, more well. You'll be weller than you have ever been well before. Because when you break forth, sickness will be far from you. You'll be well. I mean, you'll be so well. You don't know. Wait, take out this malaria. No, they used to just say, before you know anything, malaria. I have headache. Malaria, headache. You won't even know the meaning again. Because you're on a different level. Come on. You see what I'm saying now? Jobs will come, contracts will come, favor will come. Things you have not done before. Let me tell you, money you have not received before. You will receive it. Money. I know you all know money is there, but I'm telling you now, you receive it. You have not received this amount of money like this. You will receive it. You'll be amazed. Because you have broken forth. I'm telling you. Thank you, Lord. I'm hearing you will be the first in your family. I heard it. The first one. And yes. Thank you, Lord. First in your family. No, not to oppress or to say anything, no, but the glory of God, for God to be magnified. You will be first in your family. Listen. We are not done. I want to still give you a chance. I want you to understand a change in position. What has happened? Because sometimes we finish spending time with God. When I say God, you go and move. He's not moving. God, move. He's not moving. All the things he has done it in your heart. He has increased your power. He said to them who have no might, he increases strength. He didn't say he will not be doing anything. He will not increase their strength. The Lord has done great things in you. And so now, it's now for you to break forth. Come out. So you will speak it now. And then for those of you struggling again with sin, you say, there's this habit, there's this thing there. You are free now. No sin. There are chains that can hold. You know, what do you want to tie? Right? You buy a small rope, one kind of rope. You know what I'm trying to talk about? To tie a cow, it will just walk, and the other thing will just move. Abi? There are things that change that have held you back before, but now you are bigger. So that thing, I'm speaking to you from today. The urge, it die, just die. Whatever it is, addictions, it will die today. Today. We are talking about the power of God inside of you. That is now bigger. So the thing that the devil used to hold you before is now like nothing. Just walk away. They like to get chains to tie something according to the thing. So they tie according to your level before, Abi. Now you are not like this. I said the chain has been broken. That's what happened. Sin holds you. Power of sin broken. The order that you have gone. Thank you, Father. You still have some things to say. Declare concerning your 2026. I'm a different man. I'm a new man. I experience new things. I experience greater things. In the name of Jesus, I'm wiser. I'm stronger. I'm bigger. Yes, I break forth. That space will no longer contain you. That business space will no longer contain you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come on. Kalebo kosu de libra kase. Thank you, Father. Favor, grace has increased, strength has increased, everything has increased. Sickness is dead. That disease in your body, in the name of Jesus, it is dead now. The life and power of God is at work in you. Two objects cannot occupy the same space. So in the name of Jesus, that disease is gone, that condition is gone, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. No need to worry, no need to be afraid. Anxiety, yes, I'm dealing with anxiety now. Do not be anxious. Fear is broken. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, I rejoice in you. I rejoice in God. Are you ready, choir? Grace, we'll sing a little bit. Come on. I rejoice in you. Thank you, Father. This is the victory. This is the victory. What he has done in me. What he has done in me. Come and see what the Lord has done in my life. He has broken the chains. He has released me to a new place. He has increased my grace. He has strengthened me with might. Amen. He has given me wings. Amen. Now I fly. Amen. They set obstacles like this and I can't pass. The obstacles block me. But now he has given me wings. What can they now do? He's not bothered about the challenges. And we should not be. Now we have come to him. He gave us wings. So the challenges become nothing. They only are something when we not look to God. Our God is very big. Right? Thank you, Father. Are we ready to sing and dance? Okay, let's do it all together because I'm taking some time. Let's take our offerings. We want to say, Father, take your offerings and say, Father, the account is going to be up there. We're going to give this offering just now and say, Father, I thank you. Hey, and you are seeing, oh, offer with eyes that sees. Kalebo so. That is not a give up on singing. I want to give you steps today. Steps. Please, now what you do? Move it there. Take it there. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Are we ready? I want to give our offerings. This offering, no, we're giving this offering, and we're going to come again just now, talking about our alms offerings, and we'll give to us less privilege. But this is for us to thank God as He lifts us up, right? And then we say, when we come again, just now, we say, Father, you blessed us, you lifted us up, let us help in lifting others also, and then we'll give something there. We'll give others, we'll give so that they too will be lifted up. Are we ready? Are we ready?